This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Hello, this is Kim.
Kim, how are you doing? Thanks for taking the time to speak to us. What time
Thank
is it over
you.
There?
Thank you. I'm actually honored to be able to tell my story on your show. It's 8:04 in the morning in the Netherlands.
That's Kim Kramer. She's a Dutch branding expert, scientific researcher, and lecturer who received her PhD in the way emotions make brands attractive. Kim is also the proud founder of BRND, an Amsterdam-based boutique firm that specializes in emotive branding. BRND's aim is to support teams and organizations with branding strategies in the social era, strategies that connect people emotionally and by doing so, promote positive behavior. Why are emotions and emotive branding key in creating and promoting positive behavior? Well, this is Resource Center. I'm Audrey Raj, and on the show today, we're talking emotions.
Yes, okay. So my name is Kim Kramer, with a C. Always have to tell that here in the Netherlands. I've been working as a scientific researcher after my studies until 2005, when I went into the communication practice. And I worked at an agency where all the big corporations came to be positioned. So we had lots of success as a company, and I joined them in 2005. And in 2008, I became a partner there. And also I met my current business partner there, Alexander. And in 2011, we split up of that company and we started our own company in Amsterdam. Well, during the time that we worked together, we did some scientific research as well, because we wanted to develop knowledge and we wanted to understand better how brands work. And while doing that, we kind of, not on purpose, but it developed itself. We invented a method. And that method is now used by many professionals in the Netherlands. And it is one of our second businesses. So we have our consultancy business where we help our clients with emotive branding. And also we have a licensing business where we license our method to other branding professionals and also professionals in other fields of marketing.
So Kim, let's just start with the basics. What is emotive branding and why should we be paying attention to this?
Well, that's a good question. Emotive branding is a branding process to connect people meaningfully with a purpose to make them happy and inspired for positive action. So yes, branding in the end makes sure that your brand is worthy, people are willing to pay bigger prices, premium prices for brands that are strong and healthy. But in emotive branding, that's actually not the primary goal. The primary goal of emotive branding is to get people into action, into positive and inspired action. And if you get people within a company, but also their clients and their stakeholders into that positive drive, then beautiful things can happen with that brand and with the community around it. Mm. So emotive branding starts with the emotional drives of people, understanding those emotional drives. And it doesn't start with the rational part. It doesn't start with the rational part of marketing. What should we do to get bigger market share? What should we do to earn more money?
Okay.
It starts with the emotions of people.
And are the emotional or heart-tugging ads that you see on TV today, you know, part of emotive branding? Or is there more to this?
Well, there is a bit more to it, because I think that a lot of ads that you see, they try to touch our emotions, which I think is a good thing, because if you touch people's emotions, you higher your chances to get them into action, into buying or into wanting to belong to your brand.
Right.
But if those emotions are dishonest, so it's just for the ad, it's not real, then I think you're doing the wrong thing. I think you shouldn't use emotions to manipulate people or to touch people into reasons to buy only. Mm. You should be able and you should strive to touch people in their emotions because you want them to go along with your purpose. And that purpose, in my view, if that purpose is honorable, if that purpose is honest, if that purpose wants to do something good for the world or something good for the people around you, then I think emotive branding is really complete. So yes, it's about touching the emotions, but it's also about having a purpose to make make a better world, actually. Mm. That sounds very idealistic, and it is, but I also think that by being idealistic and at the same time commercially skilled, that you can have big success.
So I understand that building emotive brands means forging meaningful, valuable, sort of emotional connections with everyone a company deals with, you know, at every touch point, your employees,
your every touch point, every level, every stakeholder, internally, both and internally.
You know, the thing is, right, Kim, building that emotional connection with your employees, customer service, your packaging, your website, we're talking about every other touch point, right? Even your app, all these need to be synced to present the same message. This does not sound like an easy task. Is it even possible to be consistent at every touch point and at every level?
That's not an easy task. But I would also like to challenge the idea of consistency because, yes, I do think that your story, the things you want to tell, the things you find important as a brand to tell the world, yes, that story should be aligned with everything you do or the other way around. Everything you do should be aligned with that story. But the story is rich. The story is just like people's stories, lives of people are also rich. There's lots of things that you do in your life. There's lots of things that that are part of it. But there is some consistency in who you are, and you want experiences to be aligned. Mm. But the story is rich. So I also think that your communication through your touch points, every touch point you have, should be aligned with your story, but it is also like an orchestration of different parts of the stories that you can tell. Hmm. Just like an orchestra, which has one person who stands in front of the group and is orchestrating whatever beautiful piece of music or piece of story you're telling. But every single instrument or group of instruments tells their own story. So if the story is rich, then you don't have to tell every time the same thing in every touch point. But you can bring the same feelings, the same way to touch people with different parts of the story. And maybe that part of emotive branding makes it even more difficult than to tell the same line every time in every touch point.
Right. Kim, have you seen some good examples of companies that have done this? Something that's in the eye of the world that, you know, the audience here, or our listeners here in Malaysia might be able to understand?
One of the examples that I always really, really like is the brand Virgin. And it's like a school book classical example because I think it's a brand that proves that if your message, if your purpose, if your story appeals to many people and appeals because it touches you emotionally, then you can have many offers, many products, many services that you can offer the world because they all are aligned with that story. And for Virgin, it's of course the story of, first of all, disruption, disrupting markets and not being happy with the status quo, but having this all-time drive to improve things, change things. And it's also a lot of that is connected to the person of Richard Branson, which is, of course, a famous entrepreneur.
Yeah.
And but it also has a story, especially the last 10 to 15 years, it also has a story about improving the world, improving workplaces, improving honesty or improving purposes of companies. And I think it's a beautiful brand that has an impact everywhere it goes, in every country it goes, in every market it goes, in every new product it goes. And of course, things also fail, that's normal. But I think there's a very honest story behind that brand. And one of the other brands that I also like is Tesla.
Oh, okay.
And we did lots of research here in the Netherlands in the past years to see which brands are really emotive brands that are very attractive to the audience. And Tesla was one of those brands even before it came to the market in the Netherlands because it added different parts of our human drives, our human emotional drives, that connect very well together. And it was the first car brand in the automotive industry that also had this touch of idealism. And that was very attractive because it combined everything we already knew about cars and about the automotive industry, and it added something that was new to it. It was surprising, it was unexpected, but it also combined that with exceptional beauty. And beauty is also something that is a very strong emotive drive when it's triggered, that it directly triggers our senses and triggers our emotional feel, our good feelings. So I think Tesla is also a nice international example of an emotive brand. And also, if you look into the company, for as far as I can see, because not one of my clients, then what they're telling and what they're doing is actually the same, or it's aligned.
We're going to squeeze in a quick break now, but when we come back, how emotive branding is changing company cultures in leading organizations around the world. Stay tuned to Resource Center, BFM 89.9.
Be firmly motivated. BFM 89.9.
This is Resource Center with Audrey Raj, founder of BRND. Kim Kramer is on the line with us today, all the way from Amsterdam, and we're discussing the impact of emotive branding in organizations across the globe. Kim, your company, BRND, has developed some useful tools that help companies get insight into how they are perceived by their clients and other stakeholders, their customers, their employees, in order to execute and deliver emotive branding. Tell us a bit about these tools and some of the methods you employ.
Yes, well, that's nice because we started our research on emotive branding in 2006. We developed lots of knowledge through that research. And one of the things that we developed was a card set, a simple physical card set, where each card has four pictures and some words on it. And it represents one of the 24 emotional drives that we all have as human beings. Mm. And you have them, Audrey, and I have them, and everyone has them. And it came about through a large literature research. And those 24 drives, things like freedom and creativity, wanting to be potent and strong, and also wanting to be taken care of and taking care of other people. The 24 drives are represented by 24 cards. And the 24 cards are also clustered into five groups and five clusters. And we know from all the research that if brands touch the five clusters, if they are able to touch or trigger your drives in those five clusters, that they become very attractive emotive brands. Mm. Now, this card set helps groups of people, can be small teams, can be large companies, to find the drives and to research the drives that their stakeholders are interested in or are triggered by, and to combine and choose the drives they think are most important for their team or their company. So we can do that with physical cards, and you can sit around a table and play like a card game together and have a dialogue about what we really find important in our team or in our company. And for example, if the company is a bigger company with 1,000 people or thousands of people, we also have these cards in an online game, an online tool, where you can ask everyone in the company and outside the company, your clients, for example, or your prospects, what they find important in life and how they see your products or your brands. So yes, we have developed tools that we used ourselves and still use ourselves to do our work with our clients. And these tools are also available for other professionals in our field.
So, Kim, I understand that the emotive branding approach has given the world a new way of looking at branding and company culture. How is emotive branding shaking things up in the Netherlands and around the world?
Well, I have to say, Audrey, that when we started with this and when we kind of had our tools ready to go into the market with it, that lots of boards of directors were looking at us with a lot, like, with this look, what are you trying to do? Are you trying to make this a democratic process? Because branding is something that we should decide in board, in the boardroom.
So they feel it's like a top-down approach.
And like a top-down approach, exactly. And we came with this bottom-up approach where we can involve everyone who wants to be involved, who wants to give their opinion. And that was a bit scary at first. But nowadays in the Netherlands, our clients are calling us because of this vision and because of our tools. So here in the Netherlands, it's already, and there's lots of companies who need our help, lots of companies who haven't come that far in their vision, but the market is growing for us. And we can also see that because not only in our clients' companies, but also because other professionals are coming to us asking us if they can use our method, because they also want to work in an approach where bottom-up and top-down can meet, and where it's not just the board of directors saying, hey, this is what our people should do, and now it's new, it's the new thing of the company. And the company can be more successful in what they want to achieve.
So I understand that emotive branding can help customers view your brand differently, connect with your brand enough to actually be responsive, to get into that mode of action. Have you seen a company that has transformed due to your tools and employing emotive branding?
Well, yeah, here in the Netherlands, I've seen my clients transform, of course. It's also like more of a prerequisite, because these clients want to transform and they ask our help. And yes, I can say that we have some hospitals in our client base. And hospitals, well, while you could ask yourself, a hospital knows why they are doing things. They know their purpose. People in hospitals know why they work for that hospital. But still, there's a question, what is our purpose? Why are we here? Yes, of course, to help people. But how can we find a purpose that connects all of us together and connects not only the people working inside the hospital, but also the people in the community around it, just the people living in the neighborhood and the doctors working in the neighborhood. So the whole community, is that's the desire to have the whole community connected around that hospital brand. And then we use emotive branding as a process to help this hospital find these hospitals find their purpose. And yes, we've seen a transformation from just being a hospital doing what they have to do into flourishing into a new type of organization where people are more proud where people are more willing to work together and to improve. And also very important, because that's something that in the Netherlands at this moment in time, and I think that holds for whole Europe as well, I don't know about Asia, but in Europe, is that it's very difficult to attract and to keep the right people in your company. So for the labor market, to communicate your brand on a labor market, it's really, really important to have an attractive brand, and emotive branding helps a lot in that transformation from becoming just a normal company where people might want to work into this very attractive magnet company where people really are lining up to work with you.
I've been speaking with Kim Kramer, founder of Emotive Branding Experts, BRND. Now, for more information on Kim's work and some of the emotive branding tools Kim was talking about earlier, you can check out BRND's website at www.br-nd.nl. That's br-nd.nl. My name is Audrey Raj. This has been Resource Center on BFM 89.9, the Business Station.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the Business Station.